Lightning 100, John Butler Trio there with the new one, Tell Me Why, from their latest home, about 10 minutes into the 9 o'clock hour on your Friday morning. Thanks so much for joining us, and we're here, and as promised, Joe from Sad Penny's here. Good morning, and welcome back.
Welcome to the office. You came in being spooky. You got R.L. Stein's goosebumps on your shirt. You're about to give us those same goosebumps with your live music, and the show is tomorrow. What's your state of mind at the moment?
Wow. I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. A lot.
I feel like you guys should hire me.
Yeah.
I come in quite often.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if the people listening know, but I have, you know, the secret desire to be a radio DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have the voice for it. Like, I really think I need to dial it in, you know.
I hear it getting lower.
And good morning.
I don't nailed it.
Oh, man. Here, that's not bad. We're going to have to test this out as you're hanging this hour. The show, the music show. And it turns out this music thing, you writing songs and being incredible, was really just a long play to sneak into radio.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Apparently, well, it worked that way for me as well, Joe. So there is some precedent for this type of behavior. You've got to do gig one, your side hustle, your awesome music job. What's it feel like for you? Have you played Marathon Music Works before?
No. Well, no.
Sounds like a trick. What did you with some cover band or what?
I played a song with the St. John's years ago. It was a Lightning 100, what is it that you guys do over there? There was a bunch of
block party?
We've done block parties. Our Festivus is over there.
Festivus, maybe. That
rings a
bell.
Chocolate affair? I'd listen to St. John's anywhere.
I definitely didn't go to the chocolate affair. I would have remembered that.
You'd still be feeling it.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it, Joe, from St. John's. That you mentioned St. John's. That's an old band. We fell in love with that crew a minute ago. You and Lou are still friends.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how you managed it.
I think he was actually a little bummed I didn't invite him to come with me today because he usually accompanies me.
I love him. He's awesome.
Yeah, he's rad. No, we're still great friends. We just I don't think people realize, we were in the St. John's for 10 years.
Wow.
And I think there just came a time when, you know, our label kind of fell apart and we just said, hey, let's take a second and focus on our own stuff. We haven't had our own voice in a long time. And we hang out all the time.
And you're sad. Yeah. And you play on each other's music, it seems like. Your Sad Penny EPs and singles are all so great. And then Lou is doing Lonus, which is incredible.
It is
on the tip of it. I'm going to do a DJ pick on one of the Lonus tunes as soon as he cleans up the language for me, Lou. Hello. When I'm the compass of morality, we're all in trouble. So Joe from Sad Penny, you crush it on Instagram. You won Nashville's Most Endearing from my publication, which is upcoming, on Instagram, your stories and whatnot. But let's do some of your music gig.
Okay.
What song do you want to play for us first? Do you want to do one that I loved? I saw you at Exit Inn as part of the color party, and I think you played a tune called Sleeper, and I was bothering you endlessly about how much I loved it.
Yes, I will play some Sleeper.
Oh, good. All right. We got Sad Penny live at Lightning 100 in advance of the gig tomorrow out at Marathon Music Works. Here it is, Sad Penny.
Just been
Lightning 100, that is Sad Panty with a tune called Sleeper. See it tomorrow. Be wide awake for Raylan Baxter, Illiterate Light, and Sad Panty. Yes, Marathon Music Works, doors at 6:30, show at 7:30. MarathonMusicWorks.com is the website. Joe, that tune featured a chord I like to call Dark C. Do you know what I mean by when I say Dark C?
Because
it's like a C, add the low G.
Yes. That's my favorite C.
It's such a nice C, isn't it?
I guess
it?
I'm a Dark C fan, and I didn't even know.
Yeah, you're a Dark C fan. It's like marine biology. Was that one of your other sort of interests as a kid? Did you ever think you would be that?
Are you reading my mind?
I just assumed you're from Florida, so maybe it did cross your mind.
You told us last time you were in that you were one of the surfer girls, right?
Oh,
big time.
Y'all.
What does that mean, that you were a surfer girl in Florida?
She was a surfer girl. Oh. She said, see you later, girl. You know, like.
Like skater boy, but you're a surfer girl?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds cool. Being from Florida, I do want to ask about this.
Yes.
Is it like, when you hear these crazy news stories about Florida.
Oh my gosh.
Do you think, yeah, that seems about right?
Yeah. No, it really does. And like, I was just saying last night, like, I miss it so much because the water is like such a part of my life.
It's connected to you, right?
Yes, but then I look back and like see all of like the burnouts that I went to high school with, and I'm like, gosh, I really, you know, I escaped that one.
Are they living too much
I realize too, though, it's not just Florida, it's California too. Oh. That's where I went to high school and I found the same thing.
Well,
yeah.
So hey, true.
If you guys happen to be friends with a bunch of burnouts, I don't know what that makes you.
Dude, you can sleep on the beach for free.
I will have you know I wore a sweater vest in my senior picture.
So. Oh, you would.
You know me too well. Okay, so Joe from Sad Penny, we're having a nice time having. Yeah, I would and I did. I also posed in a way that no other human has ever stood. My torso was just completely akimbo. That's the way I'll describe it, Jay. So how about you? Senior pictures, Joe?
I didn't have eyes in my senior picture. It was like...
You photoshopped them out or what?
Stony baloney.
Like Guillermo del Toro, like that horror movie. They're in your hands.
Yeah. Not much has changed though, you know?
Okay. Well, you seem to be a craftsman in the kitchen as well. Is that true?
Oh my gosh.
What is it that you love so much about it? Because I want to get into it, but I'm not.
I think that it's like therapy for me. Like, you know, I have so much fun with it. I'm in there by myself. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, you know, my husband or my roommate are enjoying coming to help me cook. It's solely me. I don't know. I grew up, my mom is Portuguese, and so there's always food, and my friends would make bets like how many minutes do you think we can come over and before your mom offers us food?
Right. Wow.
You know?
Cool mom award.
Right. And I hated it. I was just like, Mom, stop.
Yeah, because whatever your parents do is lame at a certain age,
gosh,
right? Doesn't matter what.
Everything.
Even if they're rock star, like Nashville kids. You know what I mean?
Dude, but I have like fully turned into her. Like, I cook all of the time. You can't walk into the house without me being like, try this.
Aww.
Look what I made today.
That's the best person to be, right?
I mean, hope.
unless you're the person with the invite and you walk in and you get to sample some of the goodness, right?
That's the best person to be. Jay figured it out.
Yes.
You're the second best person, though. And you're the one that makes it all possible, Joe. That's what's happening. Tomorrow going to be possible thanks to Marathon Music Works having a great venue. If you haven't been there lately, they have this cool new foyer area. And doors are at 6:30. You can come early, check it out. Make sure to be there on time so you don't miss opener. Joe, you're playing first, right?
I'm playing first.
When you play first, that means you go guns blazing. There's a lot of pyro, a lot of fire shooting out.
Yes.
I knew it based on this next song that you're gonna play. So maybe we should just launch right into it.
Sure.
Is this a newbie? Is this something?
This is
from
a new one.
And what does that mean? You have a new song. Does that mean we can expect a new EP?
I have
record?
A new EP, man, and it is. It's finished. Like I have tracked it. I sang the vocals, played the guitar. We got the drums. It's being mixed and mastered as we speak.
Awesome.
I'm super excited. I don't know when anything's releasing, so don't ask me.
But don't worry. I somehow knew not to bother you about the release date, Joe. We'll hit that up later. Send it over to your business manager someday. All right, so let's do this new tune from the upcoming project. I'm excited to hear this. This one called Stay Stone, right?
It's called Stay Stone.
All right, we got Sad Penny live at Lightning 100.
Kinda like when my walls start falling down. It's kinda nice when the rain starts pouring out. And everything is dark inside. I sit there all alone. I wanna run, escape my mind. So I'm just gonna stay stoned. Let the time just roll. I take it nice and slow into the morning light. Burn another down real low. I've done all I can tonight. So I'm just gonna stay stoned. When it feels like I'm losing control, and every turn I take's a dead end road, my demons get too close, tears in my bloodshot eyes, too scared to let it show. So I'm just gonna stay strong. Stay stoned.
Lightning 100, Sad Penny Stay Stoned live here. Man, get me going.
Getting a little verklempt there.
But it does happen tomorrow. The show is happening. Marathon Music Works. Raylan Baxter, Illiterate Light, and Sad Penny. It's doors at 6, show at 7:30. You're going to want to be on time and get those tickets early. It's marathonmusicworks.com. Am I right, Jay?
You're all.
He's the detail man.
You're correct, man.
Yeah.
And it's all to benefit Music Cares.
It is. It's a win-win-win all around. Joe from Sad Penny sounding so good on the guitar and vocals.
Thank you.
Do you sing in the morning often? Is this something you do if you're doing... Pardon
no.
me for rearranging your space here.
I'm usually not alive in the morning.
Yeah, that is something that I've heard about you. Once in a while, I'll think, oh, I should text Joe and see if she wants to come jump on the morning show, and I think she's not awake.
We went through that on Tuesday morning. It was like, oh, we got the word that Sad Penny's been, oh, let's hit up Joe. It's like, oh, wait, whoa. It's like 6:15, man.
Yeah.
Let's wait a little while.
Sometimes I'll text a friend. I'll be like, maybe they're still up from last night.
That's not the case for me
either.
It's not
either. You're somewhere in the in-between. Well, we know exactly where you're going to be tomorrow. Marathon Music Works is going to be a great night. Are you game to hang for a minute, Joe? You got some time?
I work here.
I know you're angling for our jobs anyway. Maybe I shouldn't invite this, but I'm going to. Please. Hang till 10?
Yes.
All right.
I would love to.
For PM?
For listeners, I don't actually work here, but I wish I did.
She's been clear with her stated goal, and I respect that.
That's right.
We'll see how it goes.
So Joe's going to be with us until the top of the hour, and in between now and then, we're going to give you a chance to call us here in studio and take a shot at winning tickets to the big show coming up tomorrow night. We'll be back with Joe from Sad Penny here in the Lightning 100 studio right after this here on Lightning 100. Just about 9:30 on this Friday morning. Happy Friday, one and all, and thanks so much for joining us, Jason, Adam, and Joe from Sad Penny here in the Lightning 100 studio. Catching up with Joe, getting ready for the big show tomorrow night. Lightning 100 presenting Raylan Baxter, Illiterate Light, and Sad Penny. All to benefit Music Cares out at Marathon Music Works. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets to that show as well. But Joe, nice enough to stick around for another half hour.
I love it.
Yeah. Question, Joe. Would your friends from elementary school be surprised at what you're doing now?
Yeah.
They would. What were you like as a kid?
Well, I was really, I was always the one, like, cracking jokes and, like, doing silly things. Mm-hmm. So I definitely kind of, like, was a ham in that way, but never shared music with anybody. Like, that was my thing. I was very secretive about it until I was like 18, until I met Lewis.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow. So you would make songs or record things or write things, but just keep them like to yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was a bedroom thing, you know, like my mom would have to like put her ear to the door to like figure out what I was doing. And I was just in there writing songs.
Huh.
I mean, I would play, like, I think I was telling you before we got on air, I played in a pop punk cover band.
I love this story.
Yeah. And that was fun. Like, that, I felt like, you know, those weren't my songs.
Right.
I could get out there and like have a fun time and, you know.
They were MXPX's songs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I
covered some MXPX too.
So, yeah, that was fun for me, but I didn't actually like try and play my own stuff until I met Lewis.
Because it's a different thing, obviously, when you're playing a song that you wrote yourself, came out of your brain.
Oh, yeah.
Is it still difficult to this day to release some things or to say, well, I'm going to let everybody just hear these words? Is that still a tough sort of thing?
It's more nerve-wracking for me to like show... like a producer or whoever I'm working with to be like, I think this is good.
Yeah.
You know, like that takes a lot for me because I obviously think it's good, but sometimes they'll be like, that's really depressing. Like, that's not going to go on your EP, you know?
So I don't know. I want to hear these rejected songs.
I know. Right?
I have 100. They're awesome.
I'll be the judge.
Yeah,
right?
Wait a minute. I'll tell you what's depressing. That would be crazy of me to claim to be the expert on anything, really. We are happy that you've got the new tunes in the pipeline. You're going to be playing some new stuff tomorrow at Marathon Music Works?
Yes. I'm going to have a full band tomorrow, so you won't just hear me by myself. And
single tear streaming down your
face.
Yes.
I have a pretty bomb band, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you wanna tell us about it, or is it a secret?
Can
you even say their names aloud, or are they like that sort of revered?
No. Oh. I mean, let's go for it. I've got Jake Finch, who's gonna be playing drums. He plays with like Colin Elmore and Bree Kennedy.
Oh yeah.
He's awesome. Nick Aranda is going to be on bass. He was in Paper Route. He's got a new project called Vacay Nick, and it is so good.
It's a
you
great
guys
name.
Are going to be hip on it.
Vacay
soon.
Nick. Cool. Vacay, all right.
Is that not a great That's name
a great
or what?
Name. I want to go with you, Nick.
I've got, you know, Mr. Lonus.
Yeah, Lou.
Lonus is going to be playing some acoustics and BGVs. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a youngster.
Oh, really? A hot shot off the street?
We got a youngster.
Okay.
Hmm. And he is really impressing me. His name's Hank Compton.
Wow, he sounds made up.
It might be. I don't know. That's just what he told me, you know?
Are you being catfished in real life by a guitar player? Is
Dude,
his name Hank Compton? Hit us up at Lightning 100.
All
we gotta
I know,
check this out.
All I know is he's a shredder, and he smoked me out after rehearsal. And I was like,
on the guitar, obviously.
On the guitar.
After every Sad Penny show, and we learned this many moons ago, they'll have a shred off. It's kind of like G3, but just backstage.
Yeah.
It's like Vi and Yngwie in their primes going nuts.
Satchmo.
That's what
yeah.
it's like after That's what it's like after a Sad Penny show. So be ready, Raylan Baxter and Illiterate Light tomorrow. It's happening. Marathon Music Works. I'm excited about it, clearly. I'm screaming. but yeah, when you're going to play a new song, Joe, do you feel excited? Do you feel nervous? Is it a mixture? What's it feel like for you inside your heart?
Oh, super pumped. Like,
is that right?
It's as if the rest of the set doesn't exist. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're like, how long till the newbie?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
No, really. So I'm going to be playing two new ones. Stay Stoned will be one of them.
Uh-huh.
And then I've got a new song called You're So Wrong, and it is so right.
Nice.
Do you like that?
That's what we call in radio a front sell, and thank you for writing it for us. She is angling for a gig here, Jay. I think the only thing we can do to divert this sort of stream that is happening is play a St. John's tune.
I love that idea.
So Joe was in the St. John's. That might be part of it. This one's called Testifier. I think it's the tune that a lot of folks kind of caught on to with you, at least playing on the station. And you remember, I'm sure, hearing St. John's for the first time on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a cool day.
Yeah.
Well, hey. Here comes another spin. St. John's, Testifier on Lightning in the Morning.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise on Lightning 100. That's Hide from How to Friend Love Free Fall. And don't forget, Rainbow Kitten Surprise doing two shows at Ryman Auditorium with Mountjoy opening. The first of the two sold out. The second of the two, Monday, February 25th. Still some tickets available for that. Still tickets available while they last for the big show tomorrow night. Marathon Music Works, Lightning 100 presenting Raylan Baxter, Illiterate Light, and Sad Penny. Going to be a great show with proceeds benefiting Music Cares. Gets underway at 7:30, and you don't want to be late because that's when Sad Penny takes the stage, and we have Joe from Sad Penny here in the Lightning 100 studio with us, hanging
that's
out
true.
Until the top of the 10 o'clock hour. Just before Rainbow Kitten Surprise, we heard Joe's previous project with her buddy Lou, the St. John's. Great tune, Testifier. I know last time you were in, we talked about when Adam and I started doing the morning show, and then we got in the rotation of having the DJ picks. Mm-hmm. And Shadowplay was my first ever DJ pick at the station.
When Jay was
a
young man.
Yeah, when I was but a boy.
Yeah, he chose Shadowplay.
That's special.
It's such a great song. I really love that record.
Thank
you. And just kind of talking off air. I know it's just one of those industry things that maybe it happened for a reason that, as you mentioned before, that just time for you and Lou to maybe focus on your own stuff, but still have that kinship and that, that partnership to where you can play on each other's stuff and potentially write songs again together.
Exactly.
So.
Well, this is a big question in Nashville, Tennessee, is what's tougher, being friends with an ex sort of flame or band member? What's tougher?
Oh,
I'm goofing with you.
I'm friends with everyone.
That's really?
Right.
Okay.
Vote
right.
Joe in 2020. Everybody loves Joe.
Hey, that's right. Bringing people together. Let me ask you this. Do you like odd music? Do you listen to anything that you just feel like is really sort of weird music? Do you have any sort of odd taste that you sort of explore musically, or do you like to sort of keep it close to home?
No, I don't know if I have odd. My mom thinks I have odd. You know, like
I
she doesn't
so.
Really understand my Mitski obsession.
Ah, you got okay. Mitski fever, don't you?
I love Mitski.
It's a good record.
Anything odd? No. No, I mean, I'm obsessed with the Herman Hermits.
The
Hermits?
And I know that, like,
like that old band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this a new band that's called the same thing?
I'm feeling
like it's spelled with an X or something.
I still rock out. We were I don't know. Anyway, like, no,
yeah, that's
I don't
great.
Listen to anything like wild where you guys are like, you know, this
are
isn't
okay?
even noise. No.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of like noise rock or whatever. When you were in Florida, were there a ton of metal bands? I feel like there's so much heavy
mm-hmm.
music in Florida. Why is that?
I don't know. I guess just a lot of angst. Like it's, I don't know.
It's an angsty place. There's also a bunch of water and beaches around. It seems nice. And it's
right.
warm. But also
warm
like the weirdest
too.
Crimes you've ever heard of. That's the other thing.
It's an odd place. I grew up in like the like prettiest part of it though. St.
What's
Augustine.
That?
It's the
oh,
oldest.
Oh, St. Augustine.
It's the
yeah.
oldest city in the United States.
Hey, mm-hmm. you're on the take from them, aren't
History
you?
History lesson.
She also has a part-time gig working for the St. Augustine CBB. Yeah.
Yes.
I see what we're up to, Joe, from Sad Penny. Tomorrow, Raylan Baxter. We've got Sad Penny. We've got Illiterate Light. You've seen Raylan Baxter play live before, right? Have you seen his live show?
No.
Okay. It's incredible. And here's what gets me about it every single time. They do these kind of mellow extended jams. I think you're going to love it. Because they'll take these songs that are already great, just awesome verses, choruses, melodies, lyrics, the whole bit. And then they jam them out, but in kind of a smooth way. Jay, have you seen what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
I hope this sounds appealing to people because I love it.
I'm really excited.
Like they do like these quiet jams, but then sometimes a keyboard guy or guitar player will just rip an insane solo and then come right on back down. Just chill, really. Anyway, it's a blast. Get those tickets, marathonmusicworks.com. You can tell I'm pretty stoked on it.
Love it.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to give you a chance to call us here in studio coming up between now and the top of the hour. We have a pair of tickets to give away for the show coming up tomorrow night. So, Joe, you mentioned some of the players you have in your band performing with you tomorrow night.
Yes.
Mentioned one of the former members of Paper Route.
Yes.
And we've actually got a song queued up, and you selected this one. We're going to play Are We All Forgotten?
Yes.
Any particular reason why you chose this one?
Well, when I was, you know, a little beach bum in Florida, I was obsessed with this song.
Okay.
And then, skip ahead, I married the lead singer.
Boom!
Wow!
That's how it works.
Okay, I think you've manifested this. Here's Paper Route, Are We All Forgotten on Lightning 100.